Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today is an all-prophetic show. The show will be all prophetic words for individuals. If you hear a word and it feels like God is speaking to you, directly to you, then that word is also for you, no matter who else's name is on it. And by the way, you know, we've been getting a lot of end times words lately, and about, you know, stuff that's coming that the Lord's been telling us about. And I know a lot of people are worried about being martyred. Most martyrs know if that's their destiny, and many of them know exactly like how it's going to happen. And that's, you know, that's a heavy burden to carry every day because you think about it. But I wanted to tell you, my friend John told me this, and I had never considered this. Read the story of where Stephen was being stoned in the Bible, and you will see that as soon as the first stone hit Stephen, God put him to sleep. So you don't have to really worry. And if you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, there's a story in there of one man that they put on a bed of nails. That man laid down like he was on a feather mattress and got comfortable and went to sleep there. So just because you're going to be martyred does not mean you're going to feel all the pain. That's what I'm saying. I think the minute that you surrender and you begin to bleed, or, you know, it, whatever they're doing to you has been done, I think that God takes your spirit at that point. And I don't think you feel the rest of it. And I believe the story of Stephen backs that up. So I just wanted to tell y'all that to put your mind at ease. Also, there was a story of a man, I believe he was in Russia, being held in Siberia. I can't remember what the story was. And I can't remember if it was in Fox's Book of Martyrs or if I heard it somewhere else, because I read a lot. But anyway, he was being punished, and they put him outside in sub-zero weather in the snow with no shelter for hours in the middle of the night. And when they brought him back in, he wasn't even cold. He felt warm. He was not even cold. So God had kept him warm supernaturally all that time. We are never alone when we suffer persecution, y'all. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." He will never leave or forsake us, but he will be there helping us to go through whatever we are called to suffer for his name. So be encouraged by that. Okay, so let's get to the words. The first word is for Diane S. You are very engrossed in what you're doing. I see you concentrating very hard on your purpose, like in your work. The Lord says to tell you that you're putting forth more effort than is needed. He is saying, "Rest in me, my child, and let me help you. Let me help you." He wants to carry your burdens, Diane. His voice is so full of love as he says this. Let him help you. Let him carry. Nick. I see some kind of mass in the center area of your body, and I don't think it is producing any symptoms yet. It looks like to be maybe your lung or somewhere in your midsection. I'm not great with anatomy, so bear with me. Please be very careful of your health, Nick. If you have any symptoms at all start up, I would encourage you to have them checked out. What I am seeing is not small, whatever it is. The Lord has more for you to do up ahead, so he wants you to be healthy, and also that you may enjoy the many blessings he is saying he has in store for you. Okay, this word is for O'Lear or O'Leary. I think this might be a nickname or just a name that only you and God know. I see there is a woman in your life that you are undecided about. The Lord says to tell you that you are confused because you are in love with her beauty, not with her, and that she is an idol to you. And you are not to make that union permanent or to have children with this woman. The union will be cursed if you marry her. She has a Jezebel spirit attached to her that will make your life unbearable. Idolatry always, always, always brings confusion. You can see that in the scriptures. Many times when people are in relationships, that is why you feel confusion. And I'm speaking to all of you when I say this. Many times, if we get into a relationship and we start to feel like, you know, a little bit confused, or we're not sure why, or we can't quite make up our mind about that person, That is a red flag to look and see if you are in idolatry. That's why, you know, usually when that's going on, everybody around you is saying, yeah, that person's not right for you, or there's something wrong here. But you don't see it if you're in idolatry. That means that your eyes have been closed by idolatry, and you need to repent and get away from that right away, real quick, if that happens to you. So O'Lear or O'Leary, your word is you're in idolatry with this woman. Do not make that union permanent. Get away from her. She may not be your, I don't think she's your wife. You may already have a wife, and this may be someone else. I'm not sure. Jackie or Jacqueline. Oh, Jacqueline, I see much activity and confusion around you and confusion in your midst. You made a wrong turn a while back, and it has led you to a very unhappy place. The Lord says if you want freedom from that wrong choice, pray and ask Him to remove from your life all that is not of Him. That means all that is not His will for you, and He will do that. I think you got into a wrong relationship. That's what I think I'm seeing. If you want out of that, ask the Lord to take everything out of your life that is not His will for you, and He said He will do it. Thea, I see you have money concerns of some kind, that money is on your mind. The Lord says He is all you need. He wants to be everything to you. But there is also a sum of money coming to you. I think it's in the next year. It's not a very long period of time, whatever it is. It may be an inheritance amount or some type of a refund, but I don't think it's money that you are expecting. Watch for it and start now praising Him for it. It looks like a pretty good sum of money. Okay, to the giver at Shabby Chic. I see you have some regrets in your past, as every one of us does. Some of us have more than others. There is a demon of regret that tortures you about one of these regrets. You can cast that out in Jesus' name and be free from it. And what that will do is that will reduce the amount of regret you're suffering from. The Lord says He is going to give you a revelation on grief out of those regrets, and you will testify of it to a number of people and help them get free of their grief, including one older woman who has lost her son, and you know her. I think it was her only son, God bless her. But you will help her get free of that awful grief when you get this revelation and you share it with her. So your pain has a purpose. Herman. This seems strange to me, Herman, but the Lord says there is a prophetic conference He wants you to attend. There is a gift for you there. I don't know if it's a revelation, a new friend, or what. You may already know of this conference that it's coming up. I'm not sure, but the Lord wants you to go to that. You are going to be very glad that you went. He will lead you on which conference it is. I know different people hold those throughout the year. Cynthia. I see you're feeling kind of lost over something or over a situation in your life. The Lord is saying He is your shepherd and He will guide you if you will lay down your own will and allow Him to guide you. This has been a problem for you in the past, He's saying, and that if you persist in going your own way, it will bring you great woe. Great woe is very, very bad. It means basically you will be miserable if you continue going your own way. I see Satan is trying to sell you a pretty image of a trap he has set for you. I think in a relationship. Don't fall for that, Cynthia. That's the sin peddler trying to sell you that empty box that's all tied up in pretty bows. It's a trap. Don't fall for it. Turn and walk away from it. Guy, you are a very dynamic man. I see you speaking to groups. I don't know if that's your job right now, but I see the Lord wants you speaking for Him to groups. You have a tremendous anointing to minister and to prophesy. He has called you to minister and to prophesy, Guy, and to administer healing to His people. He is saying, seek Him for how to do this. Louisa, pretty Louisa. The Lord says to tell you He has so much more for you than how you are living and what you have now. He has a wealth of relationships He wants to surround you with. So much love and fellowship. I think I see a church setting and that this is where these relationships are. I see you being so very happy in this church. Churches like what I am seeing are very, very rare now, and only the Lord knows where they are. Let Him lead you to this group. You will be so glad that you did. They are going to enrich your life like nothing you have ever experienced before. Taryn. You are a pretty woman, Taryn, and you are seeking direction. There is a man coming into your life, and he will seem like a nice man, but he is not what he seems. And the Lord says to tell you that although this man looks really good, you are to avoid him at all costs, or you will suffer terrible grief over what he causes in your life. Avoid him, Taryn. The Lord is warning you in love to help you avoid this grief. Tyrone, a man of many opportunities are you, says the Lord. Many opportunities lay before you, but none of them are of me, says the Lord. You can make money in those, but it will not last. If you will walk with me and do this my way, I will prosper you above anything you have ever dreamed or imagined, Tyrone. You will be on TV and you will write books. You are a motivational speaker for me. Do this, and it will be well with you, and you will never lack for anything, and you will be able to take care of your mom and help others as well. Do it my way, Tyrone, says the Lord. This does not mean those other opportunities are evil, just that they are not of the Lord. Robert, I see that your life feels a little empty at the moment. Something is missing that should be there, the Lord is saying. And he says to tell you it will be a little longer. I'm not sure what you are waiting on, but he says to tell you it will be a little longer. You have to wait a little bit longer. Lisa, I see you may be moving soon. The Lord says he wants you to know this move is of him and not to be afraid. Just follow as he leads. He will lead you by closing some doors and opening other doors. When doors close where you are, prepare to move, and he will open a door in another place. Pray for him to open only the door he wants you to go through so that no other doors will be allowed to open. This move will prosper you, but you may feel a little bit alone for a while. Susan or Sue, there is a request you have been putting before the Lord for some time now. It's kind of a big request, like for a godly mate or something like that. And so far, you have not gotten an answer. The Lord says to tell you that is because what you are asking for is not His will for you. He has a different plan. He said, don't be disappointed because what He has is far better. He says to rejoice because you will be absolutely delighted in His plan. Lou, you are a very hardworking person, very diligent in what you spend your time doing. But there is one issue in your life you have tried and tried to chip away at, and you're getting nowhere. The Lord says to you, Lou, stop chipping away at it. It is generational, and the way you are fighting it will not bring victory. You must go to battle with the right weapons to win, he says. It is generational. If you will approach it from that angle, it will fall in defeat. John S. John, you do not feel the Lord can use you very much, but He is saying to me that He has a great plan for your life that includes you speaking to many people. This may mean speaking to them over the internet, but God is going to exalt you because He says you can stand to be blessed in this way and that you will not become prideful as many would. Get ready, John, because God is going to use you to speak to people all over the world. And you are going to make many, many friends along the way in this work. He says He will open the doors. You just walk through them. He will lead you in what to do, and there will be no doubt when He does this. You do not have to do anything except obey. Kathy S. You are blessed of the Lord, Kathy S. Very blessed. He says, you have given birth to a man of God who will be very great in his service to the kingdom of God, and your prayers have protected him for this time. When God spoke that to me, and I'm getting chills so bad again, I got them so bad when He was speaking this to me the first time, and I'm getting them again. It made me think of Esther for such a time as this. You, Kathy, are a very great servant of the Lord, but you do not know it. You are a very faithful servant of the Most High God yourself, and this has allowed him to use you in this way. Great, great rewards are in store for you, Kathy, both on this earth and in heaven, for this great work you have done. The Lord says to tell you he has a very special surprise in store for you this year as well. To the giver at Bonnie and Clyde's, you have been through much in your past, and you bear many scars. You have walled yourself off to try to keep more hurt from coming in. The Lord is speaking very tenderly, and he says he wants you to let him through those walls because he loves you. He is saying those walls keep him out too, and to please let him in so the healing can begin, because he hates to see you in pain like this. He says he has many blessings in store for you. Casper, I see tools around you. I don't know what kind of work you do or what hobbies you have, but I see like a row of tools. The Lord is showing me you are very burdened by something that has to do with paper. I think it may be debt. I'm not sure. The Lord is saying to tell you to follow him, and he will make a way through that where there is no way. That he has a plan to remove it from your life, Casper. He is showing me a plan that will be miraculous to you. Like he'll just bring what you need to wipe that out. But that is really easy for him to do. He says, be faithful and I will do this. And Casper, by the way, I've seen God do that in my own life, and it is amazing when he does it. But he don't even have to get up off the throne to do that for you. Willem, the Lord says you are a very strong man and very bold, but you are not so well received by those around you. He is saying to stand strong, that things are changing rapidly and those around you are going to understand more very soon. Be bold, Willem. The Lord says he is going to speak through you to some around you soon. You may or may not know when that happens. Sometimes he speaks through us just in regular conversation and we don't know it's happening, and it ends up changing someone's life. Be bold, speak truth, and hang on. Change is coming. You feel like everything's stuck, but it's not. Change is coming. Be at peace. Nancy M. The Lord is saying he has a new friend he is sending you. There's a soft-spoken female that has much wisdom that will be of help to you. You will meet her in an unexpected place, like while you're in a store shopping or something. She is very unassuming, and you will really enjoy this friendship. The Lord says you feel alone, and he wants to take that feeling away, because he loves you. Christina, you have lost something or someone recently and it pains you. I see you're lonely for it or them. It may have been a pet, which is as painful as losing a human companion when you love animals. The Lord says he is bringing you another of what you lost, and you will be really delighted when he does. Praise him for this and watch for it. And also he said he knows the right timing. You know, after we lose a pet that we really love, we don't want one right away, because, and we don't need one right away because we need to go through the grief process. Lawrence or Larry, you are wanting the Lord to expand your business. He is saying something is missing from what you do in your business, and that is why he has not answered that request. There is something missing in what you do in your business that people hire you for. If you will add this, you can bring your petition back before his throne, and I see he will enlarge your customer base far beyond what you can even handle. He's going to make it bigger than you can even handle. You're going to be turning people away. Lewis, I see a particular loneliness in your life, Lewis. The Lord is showing me you have a spirit of loneliness attached to you. Command it to go into the abyss in Jesus' name, and you will feel much happier. The Lord is showing me you've been trying to break through a particular barrier for some time now. He says this one will not be broken right now because you are not ready for what you want to do. He's saying come aside and spend more time with him in his presence, not just sitting, but worshiping until you feel his presence with you, and he will help you to become ready. And he says then he will break down that wall for you very suddenly, and you will do very well. Beautiful Julia, what a joy you are to the Lord. You are like royalty to him, like Queen Esther in the spirit. That's what you look like. And I see the scent of roses follows you. I'm not sure why, but the scent of roses follows you, Julia. You have a gift for conveying to others how to become close to the Lord. It's a gift that's very similar to what Sarah Young has, the lady who wrote Jesus is Calling. And he wants you to use this anointing to help others to draw near to him. Nancy, I see a cancer in your body, Nancy. You know it is there. This is not a surprise to you. The Lord wants you to curse that cancer and command it to die and leave your body in Jesus' name and be healed. He wants you to testify that he has healed you after this happens. And you just keep saying it over and over, Nancy, until it absolutely manifests and it's gone. That's how you do that. And when you testify that he has healed you after it happens, it's going to help a number of people to also receive their healing. I think there are going to be other cancer patients. I see an unhappiness in your life, Nancy. I don't think it has to do with the cancer, but maybe with a relationship in your sphere of influence, like a family member or something that somebody that really grates on your nerves. The Lord says to tell you to look for the why behind why that person acts like they do. I believe it is a female person. Ask yourself, why does she act that way? And the Lord is going to show you why, and that's going to help you to deal with that person. Natalia, I see tangles in the relationships around you, like maybe some strife is going on or almost going on, like maybe just under the surface. The Lord is saying you are to walk around with his peace inside you and not to let that strife enter into you no matter what. Do not allow it to get into your soul. He is taking you higher, Natalia. He is going to bring you up closer to him. If you will continue pressing in and holding on to your peace in spite of that strife around your atmosphere, you're going to have an encounter where you either have a visitation of his glory or you may step into heaven. Press in, Natalia. Hang in there and press in. Okay, y'all, that's the last word that I have for today. Hopefully I'll have some more words next week on the podcast. We'll see what God does. He hasn't told me he's going to stop doing this, so hopefully he'll keep on doing it. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. I hope y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free. Have you ever been betrayed by someone you love deeply? If you have, then you know being betrayed by someone you love can be a life-altering experience. What you may not know is that every Christian must pass the test of absolute betrayal at least once in their Christian walk if they want to go higher. No test hurts more or pulls more strongly on your emotions than when someone you love completely turns against you. Do you know how to pass this test? Through a revelation received from the Lord, I share the good news about why betrayal visits Christians and how to pass this test once and for all. Don't let your betrayal catch you by surprise. Get the Judas Test on Amazon.com in print and Kindle versions. The Judas Test.